AM 910 WJCW with Carl and Alec on this Wednesday morning. About this time every Wednesday morning, we check in on AM 910 WJCW with Bill Hall, the real estate guy from Premier Homes and Properties, which sponsors this portion of the program. Good morning, Mr. Hall. How are you, sir?
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Alec. How are you, too?
Bill Hall, the kitty cat guy, too.
Oh, my God. Meow. Anyway, listen, it is so cold outside again.
It's the bone-penetrating cold. Yeah.
I mean, I went out this morning. I go, oh, Lord. I went back in. I went back out. I said, I got to go. What do you got to go?
There you go. So here we are in the middle of, it feels like the middle of winter, but it's just a cold morning. You know, looking at real estate right now, there's so many things going on and not going on that it's really kind of a strange way to approach the buying and selling equation right now. And I know you see this obviously day in, day out, you know, 24/7, really. But in given the situation right now, normally in this time of year, you've said in years past, there's sort of a seasonal slowdown, just a little bit of backing off from the whole real estate process as folks kind of get in the holiday spirit.
Exactly. It happens. It traditionally happens every single year. We see that slowdown, in the house buying aspect of people putting their houses. They're a little reluctant to put them on the market during the holiday times because they have family, they have friends coming in, they decorate the house. They don't want people seeing their presents. I don't know what the deal is, but generally during the holiday times in the fourth quarter, we see a seasonal slowdown.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're seeing that happen as well now, but on top of that, with the interest rates going up, it's taking a lot of people out of the market to be able to buy a house.
Right, we've talked about that.
We have talked about that. So just so you know, before the pandemic, before the pre-pandemic times, house payments from then to now have doubled.
The
mortgage payments have almost 50% because of that interest rate.
Sure.
Of that interest rate. And during that pandemic, the 2 years of the pandemic, we had a inflation in home values.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and
certainly.
And that played a role. So you couple that with about a 7% interest rate, and now you're saying, whoa, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's taken a lot of people out of the buying mode that were actually thinking about buying or they were poised to buy. And I think that they really need to rethink that and get back into it. I think that there's no better time to buy a house than the day you decide that you're going to want to.
Right.
You know, and provided you have your finances correct, that you've gone through your lender and you know what you can afford, then go out and shop for that house because, you know, the price of houses are going to fluctuate maybe a little bit with the supply and demand issue that we're going through right now, but not tremendously. And the only thing that's going to really fluctuate possibly, and that's, we still don't know that for a fact, is the interest rates. I think interest rates are going to settle between 6 and 6.5%, and it's going to be that way for a very long time, in my opinion.
Okay.
But, I know the Fed had announced that they're going to probably pull back a little bit on the level of increase, you know, for the central bank on how much it costs to get money. But again, that doesn't have a lot to do in the overall buying picture of homes because mortgage rates aren't really set by the central bank, but they're set by individual lenders.
Mm-hmm.
So banks or mortgage lenders that have lots of capital have more money to spend on loans.
Okay.
And they can dictate whatever price that they want to put on that money.
But don't they generally trend very closely to the national interest rate?
They try to because that's their default bank.
Understood.
That's a lender's default bank. So they try to, but not necessarily. I mean, you know, lenders can charge whatever they want for the money.
Sure. I mean, it's a business and they own it and they can do what they wish.
But they do follow the central bank because they know that ultimately they're going to have to go to the central bank for a loan eventually, hopefully. Mm-hmm. And
as a normal process.
Right. And the money's going to cost them more. But, you know, we're seeing house values slightly dipping down in some areas, but not to the level that we thought we were. But we're seeing more of a pullback in the buyer's side and not as many sellers coming to the table as we thought there would.
Even
3 months.
3 months ago, you know, we would look at it entirely differently before the interest rates started skyrocketing.
Right. Well, here's the problem, Carl. And there's no right answer to this, but as interest rates go up, the demand will go down because the affordability will be too much for some people.
And the perception that goes along with it as well.
But here's what happens. Then the next thing that happens is home values will start. When homes don't sell, remember supply and demand.
Exactly.
When they start to not sell at the level that they were, the home values will dip down. They'll dip down. So do you buy a house in a time where home values are going backwards? A lot of people say no.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
But see, what they don't realize is they're only going to dip down for a short period of time, and it's only going to be for a small amount, maybe, you know, a few percent here and there over the course of a year, possibly.
Would that be worth waiting for in this particular economic climate?
It wouldn't be, because rents continue to escalate, and rents never go back down.
Mm.
So once you pay X amount in rent, you'll be paying that till your lease is renewed, and that'll be more, it'll be up from there,
right,
probably.
Right.
So we're seeing that on a national level. We're seeing, and that it takes a while for the rents to come in correctly, because most leases are a year, and so for them to all play out correctly. But we're seeing them not escalating at the rate that they were escalating recently. So we're seeing that slow down a little bit, but we're also seeing home prices dip down a little bit as well.
Both of those are, as you said, slightly,
right.
Slightly, but they are trending in that direction. Now, a trend does not indicate a full-fledged directional shift,
right.
But at the same time, that's good news.
That is good news, and the Federal Central Bank is telling us that we're finally getting, you know, inflation, you know, slowed down, which is great, and that we all like to see that,
mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm.
And I think that's a real big plus. The Consumer Price Index, which is a barometer of how inflation is doing, rose 7.7% in October from a year ago.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Now, we don't expect to see that happen in September. I think October. The November numbers will come in when November's over, with the numbers, I think, will come in even lower than that.
Does that factor in fuel and groceries? Because those are the two biggest drivers right
they
now.
The shelter's the biggest, so that's a shelter number I just gave.
Okay, very good. Understood.
But, the shelter, the cost right now is running on a national average about 33%, which is up about 6.9% from a year ago.
What does that mean?
Shelter is how much it costs you to live, whether it's rent or mortgage.
Okay, all right.
So that's your shelter.
Got it.
And so that number, you know, in some areas is 40%, because it depends on the area. On a higher metro area where the demand is stronger than there's, you know, there's more people than they have housing, that number may be 40% of your income, maybe,
wow,
your shelter. But right now, on a national average, we're seeing about 33%, which is reasonable. 30 to 33% is very reasonable.
Year over year?
No, that's just what it is. I mean,
So
a third of your income.
I understand.
Go to shelters. Some parts of the country are showing house prices going down as much as 10% in the higher metro Baltimore areas. In our area, about 1%.
Maybe. Is that right?
Yeah, about 1%. I said about 1% a month, and we haven't gotten through that month yet. So, you know, about, mm-hmm, you figure about 1%, maybe 1.5% a month. It depends on how December plays out, to be honest with you,
mm-hmm,
and how much we're going to see. But, you know, home prices were 30% off during the Great Recession back in the 2008.
Yeah.
You know, home prices changed 30%, which is huge. Will we see that again? I don't think so. Not in this environment.
Well, a lot of that back in 2007 and 8 was due, of course, to real estate problems and mortgaging problems underneath it, undercut really the entire economy.
Right. We were giving loans.
It was
to
a mortgage situation.
Not need to have loans.
Yeah.
Right.
Absolutely.
So that there's a lot of variables in the housing industry. But here's the deal: I would not, if I was in a market for a house, I would be absolutely right now out there looking for a house. Buyers are going to continue to have more choices. Now, it's not going to be like this windfall where you walk in and there's going to be a million houses, but there are going to be more choices for buyers right now than there have that we've seen in the last 2 to 3 years, probably 3 years actually.
Are prices coming down, you said, a little bit? Are they coming down really drastically? You said 1% in our area, 10% in some of the other areas around the country there. That seems to me, the larger number, to be a fairly large chop.
It is a large chop, but they had a big uptick too. Remember,
when things
were going really great over there, they had a huge uptick. I mean, in some areas had 30 and 40% increase in property values. I mean, we didn't enjoy that here, but some areas did. We enjoyed about a 10% here, which is great. I mean, for our area, 10% is great. I mean, it's obviously better than, you know.
And thereby, the tapering of 1% off that 10% is a fairly significant number.
Significant,
then.
Yeah. I think so. If I was going to put my house on the market, I would not hesitate for 1 minute to put it on the market right now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's still a lot of buyers out there that are in the market to buy a home. And there's homes out there. People have to transfer. They get transferred for their job. They downsize. They upsize. I mean, recently, you know, Bill and Nancy, they mm-hmm, downsized, and we just got their house sold. It was a beautiful transaction. And so what I'm saying is there's lots of choices out there for buyers and sellers if we don't get caught up too much in the media rhetoric. you know, mm-hmm. hearing like the gloom, doomsday gloom,
right. doom scrolling and all that.
That is not going to happen. You know, it's so funny. I was telling somebody the other day, I heard that 50% of the media posts on social media are fake. You know, that people, mm-hmm. but yet people believe almost 100% of them. You know, which is
P.T. Barnum was right.
I know.
There's one born every minute.
What do you think about that, Alec?
I definitely believe everything I read on the internet.
First off, I know you don't. You're smarter than that. Okay.
Yeah, I know that, especially with the AI and the bots nowadays, you know, and it's just one of those things that it's gotten so bad that I don't believe anything, you know? I just don't believe anything. And I don't go to a point where I make a big deal about it, but I don't take anything at face value.
I would agree with you. I say do your fact checking. I mean, fact checking is a really big, important part of it. And but even before we do this show every single week, I do a tremendous amount of fact checking
before I come
out here and just start throwing numbers over the air, because I don't want people to have a misunderstanding of where we really are.
Right.
And so where we really are is we're not really bad at all. We just need to don't overreact to what we hear in the media,
mm-hmm.
and keep pushing forward. And if home ownership is what you really want to do it and have that at the end of the day, or you want to own your own hotel, whatever it may be, you know, we can help you there. I can definitely help and give some great advice to people and be starting to look now. So as the availability continues to increase, you'll have those choices that you didn't have a year ago.
Best way to get in touch with you?
Oh, there's two ways. You can call my office number at 530-7077, or my direct number is 423-946-7575. You can email me. You can. I'm not really on social media, so that's really not my thing. I just don't buy into that. I guess maybe I'm just too old for it. But anyway,
946-7575.
This is the best number to get a hold of me. And you can always email me, too, if you have a question you want to email. You don't want to talk to me on the phone, that's fine. You could just email me. My email is askbilltoday@gmail.com.
Okay, very good. So there's Bill Hall, the real estate guy, Premier Homes and Properties, which sponsors this portion of the program. We'll talk to you next week.
I can't hardly wait.